Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Kush and Kai. I'm Kai.
I'm Kush.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic.
Why is that?
We have another guest in studio tonight.
Woohoo!
He's fantastic. The president of the chess team. He's the captain of the wrestling team. He's a business owner. He's a podcaster. Ooh. A world creator. Oh. A comic book maker. Mm-hmm. And he teaches kids how to pro wrestle. We're talking about NPC Comics
Hero.
Jameel Hemphill.
Hero.
How's it going, man?
Welcome.
Thanks for coming
to the
show,
buddy.
That's
a list of accomplishments.
That's
goodness.
Fantastic.
Who is that guy?
Wow. That's you, buddy. That's all you.
That's a high watermark for
guests.
Yeah,
thank you guys for having me. I appreciate being here.
Thanks for coming.
Well, so, reason why I brought you in today is Kai is going over some Netflix stuff here,
yes.
And we want to know what your opinion is.
Absolutely.
Kai, what's on our agenda today?
Well, I wanted to take a quick look at the February coming out at list, and we'll just popcorn style this. A few titles caught my eye, like the entire American Pie series coming.
Okay.
Pie what? 2 presents Bandcamp, presents the Book of Love,
now
and the Naked
too.
Mile. I had never seen any of the.
Yes, keep Eugene Levy employed. Watch all of those.
Absolutely. He needs a job, people. Do you want it? Yeah. Do you want him to come to your house?
Let's do it. He's there.
He needs
there.
Things to do.
American Pie, my
and
house.
And Christopher Guest is like, he's kind of falling off the pace
yeah,
here. Yeah, it's been
stuff.
A few years. Let's see. Oh, Goodfellas.
Cool.
Goodfellas finally on Netflix.
Definitely one of those movies, if it goes by, like, check this out for
exactly.
a while longer, then the credits are rolling.
Yeah, whenever it's on, throw away the remote.
Yeah, just toss it. Also, Kill Bill 1 and 2.
Nice.
Okay. Rocking. That's a lot of fun watches. The 01 Tomb Raider. Laura Croft. Was that Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, I think so. It was. I don't remember it being bad.
No, it wasn't bad, but it's not memorable
exactly.
either.
Exactly.
John Voight's in it. For some reason.
It's one of those things where if you bought the DVD, you thought it was cool when you bought it, but you probably haven't watched it
yet.
It's like it's just sitting there.
Yeah, the plasti wrap. The top was sort of half peeled, but it's still kind of like a wound on there. There was a scene in that movie, in that Laura Croft, where she, I don't know why they had to put it in. I knew, but she is wrestling erotically with a robot at one point, and it's got like a buzzsaw hand, but she's like, the way she struggles against it, and the director's like, we're kind of milking it. She's not like trying to get away, and you're like, this is terrible.
This video game
is so bad.
Someone watched Hackers and was like, that was hot. And
then they made that movie.
Oh, era
just
appropriate.
For her.
They're like, all right, we see you, Hackers. Men in Black? Original?
Nice. Just the original.
And then here's how they have it listed. Oceans 11, 13, and then 12 is coming.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, it's still alphabetical.
Someone's got an opinion.
It is. I'm excited that Oceans 11 is coming to Netflix. These other two, I mean, you could put on and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 was all right.
13 was okay.
It was only okay.
I don't
I
think I've
12.
Ever watched 12 or 13. I
envy you. I don't know how you did that, but you
I
made
had a roommate
smart
who
choices
explained
here.
The plot of 12 to me, and I just went, shut the fuck up.
You went into that eternal spotless machine, and they could just blast it out. I wish I could do that to just pop them out of there.
I've watched Cube Zero, so I think I've suffered enough.
There we go. What else would you use that machine for? I would go back and maybe watch Lost, I think.
Yeah.
Just to feel it again. Yeah.
Lost, let's see. The last two episodes of Quantum Leap. I don't know. The Bodyguard. There's quite a few movies.
The first season of Heroes minus Nikki scenes.
If anything right. after the first season of
you
Heroes.
Could, well, like, the,
like
this
I
want
to
erase. Procedure. You could, you could have that package edited for you. It's on a DVD. You know what I mean? It's
oh,
right
we're
there.
Erasing stuff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're erasing,
erasing.
It out of your head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anything after the first series of Heroes. The strike killed that.
No, you're erasing it so you can go back and live it again for the first time. That you can recapture the magic.
Gotcha. Okay, well, then go into season one again.
So, there we go.
Yeah.
Well, good times. Hurt Locker coming back. Netflix. That was
a good
fun.
Movie.
And also Walk Hard. I didn't see that till like last year.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It was a lot better than I thought it was. Really? It was fun. I like John C. Reilly.
I feel great. Like the joke is good for 5 minutes and then you're stuck for another 92.
Isn't that true for every movie starring an SNL alum though?
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah, when they go that solid concept.
It's like a really funny concept.
Superstar
and this is
for
movie,
90 minutes,
right?
Ooh.
Right?
Like, this movie, like I've heard you either love it or you've never seen it. It's very strange like that. I just keep going, no, I don't believe it.
Not going to dive on. Then Altered Carbon, the Netflix series.
That's going to be fantastic.
I'm excited about that.
That's probably the one thing I'm the most excited about. Mm. I do think they missed an opportunity to cast an Asian lead, though.
Mm.
So have you read the books at all?
I've not read the books.
Okay, so this exists about 500 years from now in which human consciousness can be digitized.
Cool.
So everybody's got this little implant in their neck that stores who you are. Everything, your memories, everything, your soul
right.
is stored in there. And you can be downloaded, so there's no FTL travel. If you need to go to another planet, you literally vacation in another body.
Cool.
Like, bodies are called sleeves.
Oh.
So our main hero grew up on a colony. He's a former, I want to say, like, he's not quite a Marine, but for the context of our conversation, let's just say he's an elite Marine. And he grew up on a colony, and he's half Japanese, half Eastern European. His name's Takeshi Kovacs.
Okay.
In the book, he is described as having very Asian features. Throughout the book, though, he comes back to Earth to solve a crime, and he's sleeved inside a Caucasian man. Now, the thing is, a lot of the book, because there's a first-person narration, is him feeling uncomfortable in this body.
Okay.
He's constantly talking about how he does not like being this white guy. So I get why they cast a Caucasian lead for this season of the show. Because he's in a Caucasian body. It makes sense on thing, but you lose that narration.
Totally.
So what you have is without that narration, you now kind of have a whitewashing.
Where are their originator bodies?
The originator bodies are just what you're born with, and then you leave it stored somewhere when you leave it.
Gotcha.
And then, like, of course, like there's a lot of commentary in it about how rich people are have bodies on deck. Like, it's super expensive to do this. Like, you can still die.
Oh, we know. We just saw In Time with Justin Timberlake, and they covered
Somewhere. Exactly. So it's still super expensive to do this, and he only gets away with it because he's this government super soldier that is constantly being shuttled around for missions. Right. So I always thought that if you did this, a nice way to do it would be to simply use the quantum leap method. Cast an Asian actor, but every time you show his reflection, it's the reflection of the sleeve he's
wearing. That's fantastic.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so now,
I would want that, yeah.
So now you can talk about his, you can get that narrative, because it's a huge part of the story. Him saying, like, gosh, I'm not me. Like he goes to, like, the Asian part of town, and he just wants some of the noodles that he grew up on, and he feels uncomfortable because he's this white guy walking in. Or he looks at his reflection and it's throwing him off. Because otherwise, he's been in bodies whenever he's been on missions that are really, really close to his. So now he's never been a different ethnicity before. So it's a big thing. And then, of course, in the next book, he's going to be in a different sleeve. So I'm sure next season they'll hire another actor. I just thought, I think maybe if they had some people of color to tell him, like, or maybe just think. Because like, I'm not even a really good writer, but I thought of that. Right? Like,
that's great.
I'm nobody, and I thought of that. So how come you had this room of high-powered writers and casting agents and directors, and nobody thought, maybe we should give an Asian person a chance? It's not like there's a lot of Asian people on TV.
I don't know. As a counterpoint, I have to say, not even counterpoint, but to further that, for Disney, it's not even the... just the Asian folks. I keep talking about Mulan and how it's like Disney's doing a live action Mulan.
Yeah.
And of course, in the press release, it's like, and of course, two European travelers. Father was like, God damn it. You couldn't give us one. You couldn't give us one. And then it was Aladdin. They did the same thing. It was like, two Europeans. Like, what are you doing? Is it the same guys?
Like, why can't you identify with someone who, like, we have to do it every movie we go to. Like, every movie, every TV show, I have to learn to identify with a white person. And I'm not saying that as if it's hard. Like, I see a human. They're going through some ish.
That sleeve is feeling pain.
Exactly.
Right now.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know, so how come we need, like, all of a sudden when it's like all minorities, like Black Panther, it's like, you know, I get you had to put Claw in there, but did you really? Did you really have to have Claw in there?
What's the release date on this?
Altered Carbon is February 2.
Yes. It'd be highly recommended. It's going to be a great story. Like I said, I think. Just call it whitewashing as a misnomer, but they did miss a chance to hire an Asian actor. But I still think it's going to be awesome. And there has been an Asian actor to play him in flashbacks.
Dig.
Well, so,
I'm down with that too, because I am half Japanese and half German, so I'm right there.
There you go. Yeah. So yeah, it should be a great story. I think the books are fantastic. So if these are direct adaptations, it's going to be awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And speaking of body switching and sleeves. One of my favorites just got through both seasons. Travelers, I was really enjoying.
Love that. Oh, that is fantastic. Really fantastic.
I implore you, Kush, to dip a toe. It was really good.
Still not? Haven't watched that, Kush?
No, I haven't. Netflix has everything. So
it does.
I got my got my Marvel movies, or my Marvel series, and then I got Narcos.
Okay.
So I love Narcos. Narcos is so dramatic to the point where you turn up the volume and then realize you don't speak Spanish.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what they're saying.
It's still adding, though. You feel it.
But, like, you're into it, and you just want more. So that's my big grab, but that's not coming out till September.
Yeah, Travelers is definitely worth the watch.
Have you seen both seasons?
Yes, and I have no idea where they're going.
I have no idea. And especially because what they showed us going from season one to season two was they blew it up. They got
What are they going to do? And then they take it to the Deathwatch. Now I really I've never had a show. I got to be honest. I don't think I've ever had a show where I simultaneously saw two seasons in a row where I had absolutely no idea how they're going to continue the show. When they ended the first season, it was like, how are they going to continue the show?
When they got to episode six of the first season, you're like,
how's this even going to work? And then it wasn't even trite, but it did get wrapped up in a neat bow after that.
Yeah.
But here, I don't even see how they can do that. The second even cliffhanger, you're just like, what? What are they going to do?
They
blew it up.
They made it so dark.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant. I think I will try. I mean, we're not. No significant spoilers for folks, but I think one of those SOs is going to get flipped.
Got to be.
Yeah, it's got to be. And then let me just float this quick theory to you. So sorry, Kush.
No, break it down.
Glad to have a Travelers fan on the pod.
Break it down.
I think, because some of the language that they use when they're referencing the future, when they go like, the director was only down for down for 3 minutes. They're like, well, no, this happened. And then seconds later,
I
feel like we may get a reveal where since Traveler 1 went back to whatever, like, season 6 finale, they're going to go like, only 3 minutes has elapsed.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? We're going to get one of those. And then on top of that, Trevor, when he is admitting that he's like, oh, I've been in other bodies before. I was one of the earliest, I'm one of the oldest creatures. And then they very easily admit it. It's like, oh, they can just wipe stuff out of you. You don't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, has he gone through this before? How many times?
Yeah, he's the oldest human alive, right? So, like, they're saying this character may have been alive for a couple hundred years.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, one, I'm wondering, is he alive right now?
Right.
Like, is he actually alive right now?
That's or what has I'm positing. He been it's like, has this happened multiple times before?
Yeah.
Is he living multiple lives? Do you know what I mean? Because they allude to that with some of the literature that they have.
Yes.
They got some of the time traveler thing. And I'm like, in a way, are they trying to have put him through it so something is triggered? You know what I mean? Like, they have this theme of like, try it over.
And already, the one guy who can remember the past has to take pills because everything's changing so much that what he knows is not valid anymore.
And they got to, like, stitch back the time phase.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like taking malaria drugs. This show is fantastic.
Crazy.
All right, we'll stop. Yeah. We'll stop seeing spoilers there. We'll stop. Okay, so, again, Travelers, highly recommended.
Highly recommended.
Highly.
Other watchings, Tom Segura's new special. Are you into stand-up?
Yeah,
home?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm a big Tom Segura fan.
Okay. Yeah. I was disappointed in the Cat Williams special.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It was not as good as I was expecting.
When did that come out?
Just like last week.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like, it's called Great America.
Huh.
Good, but
a lot of screaming.
No, actually it was really sedate.
Oh.
Yeah, it's new cat, and I think I don't know how to explain this. It seems that whatever that special, it wasn't written to be a special.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they just showed up to one of his shows and recorded. So a lot of the jokes are location specific.
Interesting.
If you're not from that town, he talked about that town a lot, which is great. Don't get me wrong, but it wasn't evergreen for everybody else, you know? And it was okay. It was okay. It was definitely not up to the Cat Williams that we've seen in the past.
2006 Cat Williams.
Yeah, like where he was just bombastic. And I think it has a lot to do with, you know, the fact that he's probably medicated now and he's sane. So, like, you know, you don't have this guy who's going to go in a different direction, you know? Maybe that's the trade-off you make, right? Like, a lot of these people...
I guess so.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you get high, you get creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, or you get crazy, you get creative. And then when you get medicated...
There it is.
You know?
Anything on Netflix that you guys are watched, enjoyed, stuck in your mind, made you think, made you feel?
Come on, Kush, what do you got?
I got Jessica Jones coming out in March.
Ooh. Yeah.
But that's March.
Yeah.
Other than that, not much.
I'm waiting on 3%. Have you watched that?
I have not.
3%, really good.
What was that one about? Oh.
So it's a Brazilian production.
Yes. No, right? I did. Like we watched the pilot episode a couple nights ago.
It gets really good. It's a little slow, and it was tough because it's in Portuguese, so I was trying to follow along. But once you get used to, you know, luckily I watch a lot of anime, so the subtitles didn't bother me. Right. But once I started getting used to the subtitles and watching it, the story's engaging. Like, you've got this, basically imagine if Brazil is one giant favela.
Okay.
Like, that's it. Damn. Like, the favela is the entire country
now.
They
gave up the game, damn it.
Yeah, everything is done. And, like, 3% of the population, there's basically a selection Hunger Games style of people, and they go through a testing. 3% of the people pass the testing, and then they go to an offshore civilization. Mm-hmm. And that is where, and this is literally just about these people in this testing. Trying to make, and it's not like, I compared it to Hunger Games, but they're not killing each other, and they're not going through anything. They're just going through literal tests, and it's just about them dealing with the psychological effects.
Okay,
you get one chance.
My wife described it, the first part, because it was like, are they going to do anything? It was like, yeah. LSAT Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was like, it's like totally, you're like, wait, is this Hunger Games? And then you just keep watching, and you're like, wait, no, this is crazy. So, like, I think the first episode is the selection itself, them trying to get into the program.
Mm-hmm.
The exciting part is once they get in and you start learning the origins of all the people. And so you get this one chance to pass this. Mm-hmm. If you're eliminated for any reason, you're living in a favela for the rest of your life.
Otherwise,
if you pass, you go to the offshore thing, and that's it. That's it. There's no one breaking the rules. Okay. I can tell you that right off the bat.
If you had one shot,
that's what's going to happen. That's what's happening. They get in. You pass or you fail, and that's it. And there's no breaking of the rules. Seems what I'm explaining actually happens over the course of the first season. So I want to see where the second season goes, because I don't think it's a spoiler to say that someone makes it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see there is a twist, and they go along. But I don't know, like, is it just going to be another group of people, or are we actually going to see this offshore civilization? I don't know. But
the first second I turned, I was like, what's bullshit about this civilization that's offshore?
Exactly. Like, but no, they I can't go deep into it, but basically you see the selection process, and it's no BS. There's no, the twist has nothing to do with, like, it's made of people. No, it's like, it's just, you get to go, but, you know, it's crazy.
Well, good times. Well, thank you for chatting Netflix with us. There is a rich bounty. I'm looking forward to Godzilla on the horizon.
Oh, yeah.
Various Godzilla.
Two Godzillas. Yes. There's a series and then a movie coming out, yes?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Get your kaiju on, everybody. All right, well, thanks for joining us for that mini-sode. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And, visit CushionKai.com.
Visit CushionKai.com, NPCComics.com.
Yeah.
That's right.
Pick up Blackjacks, Sonlar.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
You got it right.
All right, Menite the Mighty, at Jamil Hempel on Twitter, Cush Hayes on Twitter, Facebook, CushionKai, Instagram, all of it.
Excellent. All right, rock on, Cush.
Rock on, Kai.